Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2016. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Are you willing to share your skills and knowledge of the workplace as a person who is blind or visually impaired? Become an AFB Career Connect mentor and help job seekers find their path to success. Sign up today at www.careerconnect.org.
Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Welcome, everyone, back to Blind Bargains coverage of CSUN 2016, and I'm here with Maria, and we're going to talk about some new technology that you are doing so well with. You practically have no voice. I caught you on a Friday. How's it going, and how's the show been for you guys?
It's been amazing. We had a lot of fun, and we did get a lot of very important contacts.
It's always about networking, this show.
Networking,
you know?
A lot of networking with very important companies.
Yeah, yes. And international companies. You guys
totally
are from?
Totally international. We're from Spain.
Spain. Yes. So a long flight for you guys back home.
It's a long, long flight.
Absolutely. But let's talk about what you guys brought to convention to show off to everybody.
So we brought eye tracking technology. Mm-hmm. It's technology for people who have no movement.
Okay.
The typical users are people with ALS, cerebral palsy, quadriplegia, mm-hmm. different kinds of paralysis or muscular dystrophies, and it's used as an alternative way of input to the computer.
Okay.
So it's basically a mouse that is controlled with your eyes.
Can someone use that along with speech or have speech feedback? So
absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, we use text-to-speech.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And someone would sit down and then just move their eyes to the letter that they want to use, or is there even symbols, emoji, even shortcuts, I would imagine, to phrases or words that are most often used?
Anything you can imagine.
Wow.
Yes.
And does it interact with Windows, Mac, or is there a specific kind of thing?
It's Windows.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And does it matter what kind of version of Windows that someone would use?
No, you can use from XP up to Windows 10.
Wow. Okay. Great. And they would connect it through what kind of connection for?
It's a plug and play with a USB.
Okay, so USB, yes. But it doesn't have to be 2 or 3. It could be
either.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Excellent. So someone would do that, and then would they have to load software to work with that? Or would it, you said plug and play, so it just connect through and use something like ease of access?
The device comes with its own software.
Okay.
So it's like, it has all the functions of a mouse, like left click, right click, double click, drag and drop, etc.
Gotcha.
So we do supply the eye tracker with the software and also with an alternative communication software for those who have no speech.
Gotcha. Now, would they wear this on their head, or would they point it to themselves like a selfie or like using a Microsoft Kinect?
It's really just a camera that is placed under the screen.
Okay.
And it detects the movement of your eyes, so it's non-invasive.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so it would recognize that. Do you have shortcuts that if you had head nod to do something or forward move like that or something like that?
No, it's really just eye movement.
Specifically for the eye movement.
Yes, because, for example, patients with ALS, they don't even have head movement.
Right.
So it's really just the eyes.
Wow. Okay. And so it tracks and it moves the cursor to what you want, and then you would blink maybe for left click or right click?
Yes.
Okay, cool. If someone said maybe they had lost an eye, does it work any different with one eye versus two eyes? Because a lot of blind individuals and low vision individuals would have fake eyes.
It works perfectly with one or the other eye or both.
Perfect.
That's not an issue.
Wow, okay. Contact lenses?
No problem. Glasses?
Glasses, that was my next one. You jumped ahead on that. Wow. Okay, well, that is fantastic. And it must be a very high resolution camera, I would imagine.
It is. It is a good camera, yes. But that also means that the device is quite bulky.
Okay.
And we are working on
Slimming it down
first, and as a next step, having eye tracking work just with the webcam that's already in your computer.
Fantastic. Now, have you announced a price for the show, or is it
The price is around $2,000.
And
it includes the eye tracker and the software, technical support, updates, everything.
Okay. Have you had any success with, say, the Veterans Association or other organizations in the EU?
We have been selling, especially in Spain and Latin America so far, but we are now exploring the American market and European countries. The specificity is that conditions for the sale and reimbursement of this kind of aids is very, very different from in each country. So we have to take it step by step.
That makes a lot of sense. for those who would might be interested or have family members that might suffer from these conditions, where should they go to learn more about your particular product?
They should certainly visit our website, which is irisbond.com.
Okay.
And they can get in touch directly.
Okay. Marie, thank you for your time. I do appreciate that. And I think there's a lot of individuals who like to learn about this technology and may even, again, have a family member or somebody afflicted, and this might actually be a perfect solution for them.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. For Blind Bargains coverage of 2016 CSUN, I'm Joe Steinkamp.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.